Do you like exclusive stuff?
Yes, sir.
Do you like having access to your favourite podcast hosts in a way like never before?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you wish you had access to our old Survivor Oz episodes that you can't find anywhere else online?
Oh, yeah!
If you answered yes to one, two, or all of those questions, then get excited because the Oz Network is now on Patreon! That's right, your favourite podcast has jumped on the Patreon bandwagon to enable a better listening experience for you, our listener.
Wow!
For more details, simply head to www.patreon.com/OzNetwork, where you can sign up for as little as $3 a month. It'll be the best decision you make since that last bad one you made. You're listening to the Oz TV Podcast, only on the Oz Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Oz Network for our amazing race coverage. We are back for season 36 of The Amazing Race, even though it was filmed almost 2 years ago at this point. There were masks aplenty, but we're excited to talk about it. I thought it was a great first episode, and we have a lot to talk about. 13 teams to get through, and a whole lot of navigation and car troubles, and a lot of fun stuff to get to, and I'm excited. I am your host, Rossi, and I'm joined by an amazing race staple, someone who can park and drive his own car. It is Jared. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for the vote of confidence. Yeah, this season's, I've got good vibes one episode in, so I'm keen to get into it.
Yeah, I'm excited. We talked a lot about last season about, like, this season was on pause because they were purposefully, was this one, they were purposely making 90 minutes? And then the last one that we just watched wasn't 90 minutes intention. I don't know, but we have 90-minute episodes, and I don't know. I don't know how you felt, but I thought that it was a good, like, I didn't feel like there was a too much filler in this.
No, I agree. And I feel like the bits, like there was definitely bits that would have been cut out if it was like a 60-minute episode. And, you know, I want to see Shalisa like losing her crossword books and having to throw them in the trash. Like if this was a normal episode, we wouldn't have got that. So I'm glad for that, that we got that character development early on.
I forgot about that. Oh, my God. That would be my profile picture for the episode. Oh my God, I forgot. I mean,
she's going to be bored during her downtime now, but good decisions. Save some weight in the backpack.
Oh my God. All right. Oh my God, I forgot all about that. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, like this, like I can definitely see the cuts and edits, but like, like you said, I'm so happy we got all the content we did. Like, I'm sure we could have cut out like maybe X 12th attempt on a roadblock, but still on the whole, oh, it was so good. And yeah, this episode was great. And some of, just to touch on some of the other twists we got, it's a 13 team, which is a little bit of extended season size, no non-elimination, which I think was last season too, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And then did you catch this in the beginning when they were talking, but like Phil was like, last season we did this, but wasn't this film before?
Yeah, so I feel like now, like, this is the dubbed? Third season of non-elimination. Is that right?
Oh, I just thought that he was, like, dubbed in where he was saying, like...
Potentially.
Because he was like, last season we went to the new country for the first time.
And yes,
he was like,
that's
two
true.
New countries this time. I don't know. I didn't really quite understand it, especially because we know so much, like, behind the scenes, but, like...
It would definitely be interesting, I think, next, well, not even next episode, the one after, whenever they fly somewhere else on the charter flight, whether they, you know, yeah, go into detail or just kind of ignore it, similar to like the masks in this episode. It'll be interesting to see whether they acknowledge that this was filmed earlier at all.
Oh, yeah, good point. Because it definitely felt more like the first season back, like the cut season, where it's like, everyone's messed up going in, but it was like sort of half and half, because I think we only really saw Chris and Mary masked up this episode.
Yes. Yep.
So yeah, we'll be interested to see, because there was no talk about how they got to Mexico. They were just in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So is this all chartered? Do we know that for sure?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, we'll find out definitely maybe in two episodes' time, but I think, it's the same as kind of two seasons ago.
Okay, it'll be, it's a weird jump back mm-hmm. for the show, which is, like, interesting, but if the episodes are this good, I won't complain, you know, that, like, the flights are the way that they are. But yeah, this episode, I thought it was great. You agree?
Oh, definitely. I think, I don't think, like, the tasks or anything were outstanding, but I just, like, this cast, I feel like last season we had the cast that, like, oh, like, this is, like, everybody's really good and this is so competitive, and I'm getting the same vibes in terms of this is going to be unpredictable, but I'm getting more of a, everybody's a train wreck, this is going to be unpredictable. Like, that's, like, the vibes that I'm getting so far. I think there's potential in so many of these teams to, you know, become fan favorites. And I just think we're going to see lots of mistakes and mishaps throughout this season based on this episode.
Yeah, the fact that the teams that we pegged as early boots, not that they can't be early boots, but, like, the Angie and Danny and mm-hmm. Chris and Mary, the fact that they weren't eliminated in this episode and didn't, like, entirely suck is, like,
yep.
such praise for the season. And the fact that teams, like, was it, like, the all-buff male team, like, kind of sucked a little bit and
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that, yeah. Like, it was such a train. Like, everyone was kind of a hot mess.
Yep.
I don't know if they were just, like, stir crazy from, like, it's the first leg, because you kind of get, like, episode one jitters, I bet.
Yep.
But, like, yeah, everyone was such a hot mess. We got crossword puzzles here. We've got, you know, like, illegal U-turns in the alley. Like, it was really all over the place. Despite the fact that I feel like on paper this looks like a more fit cast than last season, I don't know if that's, like, because we've got, like, this mountain climbing team mm-hmm. and the firefighters and the, like, pilots, and, like, it just feels like on paper, like, football player, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Whereas we had, like, Jocelyn and Victor last season, like, just parents who had a supermarket, mm-hmm. you know? Anyway, but they're all a mess, like, and I love it. I think that the characters and the moments have been so good. Like, even during the challenges, we're getting personality. The fact that, was it when I think Karishma didn't read the clue, and so she, like, did this whole challenge. Just, like, funny things like that have definitely mm-hmm. surfaced. So, yeah, the cast is great. Do you have any standouts so far? I know we're not having favorites anymore.
Yeah, that's it. One episode in, definitely, yeah, Kishori and Karishma, based on, you know, the whole roadblock, but also I love their interaction with Ricky and Cesar when they get to the detour and they're like, we're not looking, as they're running through, and them celebrating in the car when they were going the right direction. I just think so far kind of they're up there for me.
Yeah, they were great. I was very surprised. They checked in kind of late, but, like, they were such fun and such, they were surprisingly good team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were a lot of fun. I had surprisingly a lot of fun with Anthony and Bailey, who I was like, you were, like, kind of pulling, I don't know if it was, like, a joke, but you were kind of pulling for them in our off chats. But, like, mm-hmm. I thought they were so much fun. Like, the fact that they were like, should we climb the pole at the beginning? And, like, they almost crashed the car in the mid of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were just such surprises to me. Who was the one who with the books? Was it Shalisa?
Yes, yep.
Yeah, Shalisa with her crossword book, which I haven't seen a single person travel with in, like, 20 years. like, even the worst flights have some entertainment on the screens. Like,
that's it.
That was just so, and I mean,
and the fact she had so many of them, it wasn't just like, I'm like, just get one, just invest in one. But there was, like, four of them there.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, but it was just so great. Like, also, why is her bag just open? But
thank goodness it was, though. Like, could you imagine if she'd made this decision, like, in between legs, and she's like, oh, my bag was too heavy, like,
in the airport, yeah.
Praise be to this bag just splitting open for whatever reason, and those books just happening to fall out. Amazing.
Yeah, I'm just loving the teams. Another surprise for me, Juan and Shane. I thought that they, like, the all fit male team that, like, is gonna, like, mm-hmm. supposedly dominate. I thought they were so fun. Like, and like a little bit more. I mean, they could still go a little more personality wise, but they were like not just, you know, wallpaper in this episode. Like, I just thought they were a lot of fun as well. And a lot of the other teams, like a little bit of personality here and there, but I think we got a great cast.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree. I think like there's great personalities here. And again, like I said earlier, I feel like, again, it's one episode in, it's hard to tell, but it doesn't feel like there's going to be like a runaway kind of favorite or like runaway winner amongst this bunch.
Yeah. I mean, well, last season, I know it was filmed after this, but like we sort of had a kind of change up around, like it wasn't very consistent. So I'm hoping. I mean, at this point last season, Jocelyn and Victor were killing it, you know, like, and they end up third it out or true. Fourth out. So like, who knows? We can get anyone, you know, doing really well just to flame out quickly. So, but we'll get into the episode. So we start in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Which I thought was the first time, but they did this like a few seasons ago. So they did not, where they started at country, but this is like the new chartered trip kind of thing. And so the first thing is they have to get in the cars and drive to find the Birdman, which is the guy is performing this sort of ritual on this tall pole. One thing I did know is that they're like, all the teams were like, is there a map? And it's like, no map, no map. Is that a thing they do? Am I like not a fan? Do I not know?
I don't know. I feel like they must, yeah, in some cases give them, yeah, either a map or directions or something. But this was kind of the first time that I feel like it's ever been mentioned. Most of the time it's kind of implied, oh, we need to stop somewhere to, like, buy a map or get directions.
Yeah, because I feel like you people always, like, buy the maps. But, like, the fact that they were, like, questioning if they were provided one was like, an odd thought to me. And this was, like... monumental decision that the producers I guess made because it was literally the catalyst for everything going wrong in the episode. Like Maya and Rohan going in the opposite direction, like Amber and Vinny get lost at the end of the episode. Like it was the catalyst for so much, and like the fact that like it took teams like in such a scattered order arriving at the first, you know, clue box was like such an indicator of how crazy it was, because there were teams that were like Juan and Shane, where were they? They were just gone. And they get there last. Like it was like, obviously we didn't get a lot of every individual team, but it was like such a crazy start to get to the first clue for me.
Yeah. And I think what was good throughout this episode was the fact that it wasn't editing tricks, and it did really feel like it. It was like, oh, especially with like Maya and Rohan, I'm like, are they, how far behind are they? Like it very much felt at the start when we're getting a lot of them very lost. It was like, they are, is this going to be one of those episodes where they're like 4 hours behind everybody else? Like, is this an episode where they're not going to see anybody else? But actually, we obviously get these touch points where they're seeing other teams. They're not trying to trick us with the editing. They're far behind, but like they're still in like touching distance of like the last couple of teams. So I feel like that made the episode flow really well.
Yeah, it wasn't the classic case of, oh, you know, Team X leaves the challenge first, so they're going to check in first kind of situation. It was very much like a, well, they get lost. Like, someone's in the city and someone's in the jungle. Like, we're not connecting on where we're supposed to go. So it definitely really fell up in the air. And the fact that, like, they kind of cut it out of the episode. They could have been, like, more of those middle teams checking in. But, like, teams, like, completely flip-flop. Like, Kishori and Karishima, they were like fifth to leave, but they ended up like almost last.
Yeah,
like stuff like that like really changes everything. And like you said, it wasn't editing tricks, it was authentic and like almost like documentary of like, okay, teams are just checking. It was really well done. Like they could have edited it over the top, but they didn't. So teams get the first clue, which is the detour, which is the pick 'em up, pin them down. Pick them up is transporting the rocking horses from like up high on the hills down to the sand where they have to then take off the wheels and they're good. Or pin them down, which is like the memory challenge where you have to memorize in this chaotic boxing scene who's paired up against who, and you have the little plaques that you have to side by side pick. Very classic I feel like Amazing Race, where it's like the physical challenge or the mental challenge. Interesting to note that there was the seven could only do one challenge each because there was a limited number, I guess, of the rocking horses they chose to use.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was like a good twist, especially for the beginning. You don't want to see everyone pick the one challenge and then it's just like, well, what's the point of the other one? So I like that. And we got a lot of cool, fun stuff, like the whole thing of Chris and Mary were like, we're going to do the rocking horses. We're going to do the rocking horses. And they're like so lost. They don't get there. And despite the fact that they speak at least a little bit of Spanish, it was just a mess for them. But it was so entertaining the whole time. And you see like, oh, here's like, this is like the good editing of we're like, oh, Michelle and Sean, they just show up and they're like here at the horses. We didn't see them at all, but they're here. It just stuff like that was such a great editing trick. And I loved seeing how that played out.
Yeah, this was fun seeing like the teams pick. I always love the limited stations for detours, especially early on in the season when there's so many teams. I'm like, we can like equally split this between like the two. And I love like Chris and Mary. The whole episode, honestly, I was worried. I was like, are we going to get like a medevac episode one with Chris? But it just made me laugh because it made me think of Steve and Annalie. And this is kind of like the opposite where like Mary is like, it's one episode in. So we'll see if it lasts, but so overly like supportive of like Chris being like, no, I need to walk. She's like, oh, that's fine. You walk. It's fine. Like we'll get there. But it was definitely, it was fun watching them kind of try to navigate and them finally getting there. And then the stations being taken, and then Mary kind of writing out to Juan and Sean and Shane that like all the stations are gone, like come with us to the next spot. I think there were just some very fun moments created by them intentionally saying, yeah, there's only seven spots for this challenge.
Yeah, that's so funny, the Stephen and Lee comparison. Cause it's so funny because Chris looks such like a mob, like an Italian mob boss mm-hmm. almost. But has like the softest personality. I feel like he's like kind of like an angel. And I feel like, yeah, they're such a surprise. Like they're like the sucky team, but like they're like so rude. They're like such an underdog sucky team where I'm like, mm-hmm. I want them to do well. Like they're so, and like the fact that she's like, whatever, like don't need to rush. Like she's in a hurry. She's obviously like trying to go fast, but she's like, whatever. It's great. Their dynamic is very fun. Speaking of like similarities, the entire episode, Maya and Rohan were giving me Alexandra and Sheridan
mm-hmm.
of the like when he's like, maybe we should pull off and ask for direction. She's like, I can't park anywhere. It's like, and then when they stop and she's like, okay, should I go left, straight, or to the right? And the camera's just showing it, and he's just like silent. They were so good, right?
I agree with you the whole time. I'm like, this is Alex and Sheridan 2.0, except that they didn't at the start do the Alex and Sheridan spend an hour asking for directions and making sure they had them right, which really would have probably benefited them a whole lot here. They were so much fun. Their energy was so manic. Like you said, the whole, like, I can't pull over anywhere. I'm like, surely there's somewhere you can pull over that's more productive than driving, you know, hours in the wrong direction. And yeah, the left, right, straight, like the person in the back has no idea where you're going, just like picking a direction, hoping for the best. And then obviously like the piece de resistance when they go down this one-way street and gets stuck at the end was such an episode highlight. And honestly, props to them for somehow turning this car around, because the whole time watching, I'm like, there's no way. I'm like, they should have just reversed back out of this street. There's no way. I'm like, now there's no way they're getting out. They're stuck. They need to just reverse back out. I do not know how they managed to turn this car around. And I loved also that they're just smashing into like the curb both ways and they're like reversing like 2 centimeters and then Ron being like, stop. And then again, stop. Like it just was so much fun to watch. And they were such a, yeah, absolute like wreck of a team, and I am so upset that like we're not gonna have them moving forward. I'm like, surely they deserved at least like a 3-episode arc.
I also loved with like at the beginning when they start driving And Rohan's like, you just can't keep driving forever. Like, she just isn't going. Like, I don't know what she was thinking. Like, they even got the funny thing I thought was very funny at the beginning when they're like, we were such fans, we've always wanted to be on the race. And he's like, in school, I told her what language to take so that we can have two languages for the race. And I was just like, that's very sweet, but also like crazy. They were just great. I love them.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's always these super fan teams too that, you know, like, it's going to go one of two ways. Either like they're going to be on it and get it, or like they're like first, second, third out.
Yeah, I did not peg them as winners. I don't think really any of us predicted them to do that well. But yeah, they could not have, honestly, maybe one of the worst performances I've ever seen in The Amazing Race. Like, episode one.
Yeah, I want, like, they'll never do it, but I want a first boot season so bad. Give me Maya and Rowan. Give me Alex and Sheridan. Like, they're going to have to, like, bump out the schedule because they're going to need more time in these countries because they're not going to finish these legs in the allocated time, and it would just be absolutely glorious.
Yeah, I hope that we get some great hick moments that they brought in future episodes, because mm-hmm. we'll be so lacking if we don't get this.
I just love, too, the moment when they switched drivers and, like, it was like, do you want me to switch with you, but now you have to, like, you know, pull the weight navigating. It's like, because you've been doing such a good job so far, like, it's really not going to be any different if none of you bothered to stop to somebody and talk and get directions.
Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking. Like, I always, like, think in my head, I know that a lot of it it's edited out, but I'm like, the fact that they're not constantly asking for directions is, like, very weird to me. Like, and I know that they can edit it out. Like, we saw Chris and Mary got directions and it was, like, wrong.
Yeah.
But, like, the fact that teams aren't constantly, like, asking every local that they run into the directions, like, blows my mind, especially fans.
I would be so paranoid. Honestly, like, every 10 minutes, if I hadn't seen a sign to, like, confirm I'm going the right way, I'd be like, we need to stop and ask for directions.
Like, well, last season when your favorite team, well, second favorite team of Andrea and Milena, when they just kept driving and they're like, we'll get there. Like, teams just ask. I mean, they were a little more justified. It was in the country, but, like, just ask. It was driving me crazy that she didn't know what to do.
Unless you're driving someplace where it's one way, or it's like a ring road, or you're on a small island, do not just keep driving. Not all roads lead to your next task.
Yeah, it was wild. We were very sad to lose them. So, the challenge, what did you think? Any thoughts?
I think they were both good. I definitely preferred, like, the Mexican wrestling one, I think, was great. And I think what I loved about it was the use of, like, how they were remembering things. Like, you'd have Batman was versing Blue Batman, and then you had Santa with a lightning bolt, and then somebody was like, that one's Deadpool. Like, the way the teams were using, like, these references to remember the different masks, I think, was really fun. And it was just chaotic. Like, I loved that they would stand there and then all these wrestlers would come in out of nowhere and the teams would be so overwhelmed by what was happening. And I feel like a lot of them too hadn't fully read the clue and didn't know kind of till after what they were looking for. So obviously took pretty much everybody, like, a couple of goes to get it right. I just thought it was a really fun challenge and a really, I suppose, low budget and easy challenge to do, but it was still really interesting.
Yeah, an easy memory challenge, but it was very complicated. Like, especially because you have them moving and, like, the one of the guy was jumping on the other one. Like, there's a lot of kind to go on. And like you said, they didn't really know what they were looking for. Like, it really seemed like no one read the clue.
Yeah. It was almost like the chaos of it all was the confusing bit, because the masks themselves looked fairly distinct. Like, there were a couple of, like, color matchups, but for some it was just basically like, that's, like, the only orange mask here, so orange is versus green, that's easy. So it was a nice memory challenge that wasn't so much attention to detail, but just attention amongst kind of all the chaos going around you.
And the fact that they didn't see the plaques of what the masks were beforehand. So, like, I think one of the teams was like, oh, memorize the bodysuits too, like, So it's like they thought that maybe they needed more information. Or like, it's just what information do you need? So yeah, it worked well. And I thought the other one was good too. Just because of like the insanity of like, it was like an insane visual of like them pulling these things down the hills.
Mm-hmm.
And just like some of them like just tilted over and the other person's like pushing and pull. It was just crazy. And like Angie and Danny were just kind of like, she's like, oh, do you need help with this? And they're lowering it to the ground. And it's like, what are they doing? Like, it was surprisingly enjoyable for all the content. And I mean, the fact that teams were all fighting for this was crazy to me too.
Yeah. I loved too the fact that they had like the two different size horses. So you like, depending on your team's strength, you would pick who took kind of the larger and the smaller one. That Amber and Vinny great moment when she's like, I just need you to like leave me alone. Was great. Not feeling great about them as my winner picks moving forward. No. But let's hope that they can bounce back, but not a whole lot of faith in them. But yeah, I just love to, what made this was definitely the hills and like cobblestone streets. It was almost that classic tourist moment where I feel like everybody who traveled has experienced it, where you've got your stupid suitcase and you get off and you're so obviously a tourist in the city with its cobblestone streets and you're trying to drag your suitcase through these streets. Like, that's what it was reminding me of, and it was bringing me so much joy.
Yeah, and the fact that was that when Amber and Vinny were like, when she said that, like, they were pulling both downhill. She was at the bottom of both and he was pushing them at her. Just insanity. Like, they were a hot mess. Another team that really hot mess. And also, I don't know if you caught this. I don't think she has a backpack.
I didn't notice, but possibly not.
I don't think she brought a backpack because she never wore it. So that's an interesting choice.
But if she did bring one, she could have stored Shalise's crosswords for it.
I know. If we have the real case of someone overpacking and then someone really underpacking. But yeah, I thought these challenges were good. I didn't know they had to undo the like the wheels at the end, but like that was such a nothing thing. But after this, they have to go to the ranch where, again, like so confusing of where it was or anything, but it didn't matter because all the teams got lost except Ishori and Karishima. They were like excited that they were going the right way. Nothing really to talk about there. But once they get to the challenge, it's the roadblock where they have to do jumping through the hoop or the lassos, and like they have to wear the hat and the little handkerchief or whatever. And this is where we get the great moment of Karishima deciding not to read the clue despite Kishori saying it, but like, all right, she just doesn't take the handkerchief.
This was fun again. I loved, there were just so many moments in this that stood out. People finding it, and I swear people were just parking in a million and one different spots because it felt like some people were approaching it from the same side of the road and some people were approaching it from the opposite side of the road. The Karishima moment was great, and I love the like Kishori moment of kind of like, I told you so, and her being to like the other teams that arrived. I knew like this was going to be like our weakness would be her not reading clues. And I just love how much the editors focused on this benefit of the extended episode, her like when she hasn't got the handkerchief on and she takes like 17 attempts trying to get through this very first lasso. And the whole time you're watching it knowing like when she eventually gets the hang of this, she's going to finish it and they're going to be like no clue and she's going to be like why, and they're not going to explain it to her. Like, you just know, like the foreshadowing of that happening was amazing. And I thought that was great. I wish that it had been longer for her to work out what was wrong. But still, it was just great her going through that. And the fact here too, I feel like we get the benefit of the teams not helping other people out, because the other teams there could have very like obviously, and they were probably in a good spot to do it, said to her, oh, like, where's your handkerchief, and tried to help her out and get in some good grace. But I'm glad that kind of, yeah, that didn't happen. And we just saw this play out. I feel like it was so hit and miss between the teams, whether they would like stomp this or be terrible at it. I think Rod did like amazing given how tall he was, and him being to like the lasso people being like, you need to make the hoop bigger. I'm really tall. I'm not going to be able to fit through this. And then the amazing moment too of the fact that we have a team like Double Dutch here. And the fact that Sean did not absolutely crush this challenge straight away, which everyone thought they were going to do, I thought was also great. Although it's given me, like, it's one episode in, but is this, are we going to have a skipping-related challenge every episode now? Is this the new, like, dancing thing?
Yeah, there's no dancing team, at least that we know of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like a weird thing where it was either you got it on your first attempt or your 13th attempt.
Yep.
There was no middle ground. Because what was it? I think Rohan got it, like, first attempt.
Yeah.
Or at least that's how they edited it. Yeah, it was wild. And we also get the fun, air quotes fun moment of, like, was Danny is like, I'm afraid of horses.
Yes, yeah.
And he's like, I'm scarred because I fell off a horse once. It was just like, and when he, like, checks it, like, arrives at the paddock or whatever, like, mm-hmm. and, like, the horse guy is right there. He's just, like, frozen.
And he takes, like, the widest berth, like, possible. It's like, I'm going to take the longest way around this arena, sticking to the wall to stick clear of all these horses that are here.
Yeah, it, so many good moments in here. And like you said, no one helped Karishma. I don't know if that was intentional that they didn't help her, or they just didn't realize what was wrong. But maybe because they didn't get help because Mary wasn't there yet, because she's a mm-hmm. helper.
Yeah. She's making alliances left, right, and center.
Yeah. Although she could have really gone out of her way to help the other team, but she chose not to. But
mm-hmm.
anyway, they have to get to the pit stop. But it's a keep on racing. And so at this point, I was like, oh, okay, this is their way out of a non-elimination because we know non-eliminations. And I was like, oh, whatever, this is fine. And then when Maya and Rohan get here and they're eliminated, I was like, wait, what? I thought this is not keep racing. Were you fooled or was I the only one?
This was an odd one, and I think I would have been fooled. I was spoiled not on who went home, but on the fact, like, I saw, like, comments about this online on, like, whether, like, shouldn't a continue racing leg, no one goes home, and then apparently, I don't know what season it was, apparently they've done this before. So apparently there's precedent, and they were like, when people were reading the clues, it was saying the last team to get there would be eliminated, so they knew this, that, whatever else. But yeah, to me this is weird, because I feel like more often than not, when it's a keep raising leg, like you say, it's their way around this whole every leg's an elimination leg. And they're like, actually, well, this leg isn't technically over, so you don't have to go home. And what was odd to me, too, is the fact that Maya and Rowan, when they arrive, Phil is on the pit stop and also did have, like, another clue in his pocket. So I'm like, is this, like, conspiracy theorists that actually, like, Maya and Rowan are such a bad team that production was like, we can't deal with them, like, another leg, they need to just go home. Like, I don't think that they pulled this out of the hat last minute, but it was just weird to me that, like, Phil is there eliminating them while he has an extra clue in his back pocket.
Maybe they will come back, maybe they'll get redemption. Like, I've seen, like, seasons where they bring back people. So, like, mm-hmm. this is not going to be unheard of if they have to come back at some point. Like, who knows? Maybe they're holding them out for something. I don't know. It was just very weird when it's, like, continue racing. And they're like, oh, you're going. It's just, like, I was very caught off guard. Because I was like, oh, they're showing us this early. It's weird. Like, because they told us when the first team checked, and usually they like to build the suspense. And I was like, oh, they're just going to... And then I was like, oh, that's weird. And then when Amber and Vinny and those teams were really... I was like, oh, it's because they're all fighting to... I don't know. It was just like the fight was getting to it, not like the elimination.
Yeah.
So when they were eliminated, I was like, what?
I feel like, too, if you're going to eliminate a team on a continue racing leg, then surely you can give a prize to the team that finishes first on a continue racing leg. Like, where's the consistency? I feel like they need to kind of make up their mind on, like, how this works. Is a continue racing leg a non-elimination leg? Is it sometimes an elimination leg? Like, what's the deal? And if it is an elimination leg, then in my mind, really, it's still a full leg, so you can give whoever finishes first a prize. It doesn't have to be something great, even if it's just upgrade them at their hotel, Amazing Race Australia style for finishing first. Give them something for finishing first. Maybe they can like a full leg.
Give them a pass to skip next episode.
You've won a lifetime supply of free crossword books.
Yeah, maybe they can get some. What did they used to get? Kathmandu vouchers in the OG Australia season? Or the American vouchers this season?
Oh, something.
No,
give
we
them
get
some. What's the
they give
Expedia give them a Clif bar or something for finishing first. This is your product placement time.
Yeah, they do Expedia points on the Amazing Race now. But they can go Amazing Race Canada style, give contacts, energy bars or whatever. There is a really they're cutting themselves short with this.
That's it.
We lose Maya and Rohan. We're all devastated. I feel like Colin and Kristen, if they were here, they'd share the same feeling.
It's a tough one. But I mean, who would you rather lose? Like, I feel like everybody towards the back was like great, like personalities and will be interesting moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, I would have been okay with losing Amber and Vinny. Like, I don't... They were a mess, but they could bounce back.
Because now I have to, like, I'm invested now as to whether she has a backpack or not.
Go back and rewatch it. She did not wear a backpack 1 minute of this episode. It was very weird. I don't know if they put it down or not, but it was weird. Maya and Rohan, 13th place. Let's see where we predicted them. I said 10th. Jared, you said 6th. Wow, you really love them.
This is not a good episode for my predictions moving forward.
Kristen said dead last, so she gets the point. Colin said 11, and we have an AI, courtesy of ChatGPT, not sponsored, but we would love to be, and that said 10th as well. So Kristen gets the point. Jared, you really suffered a loss here. We were all relatively close otherwise. Just to raffle off winner picks while we're here, my winner picks are Yvonne and Melissa. Fair episode for them. Yours are Amber and Vinny. Horrible episode for them. Kristen also has Yvonne and Melissa. Colin has Michelle and Sean. And the AI has Ricky and Cesar. How are we feeling?
Not good. I'm thinking that I need to grab a lot of points along the way before we get to the final episode.
Yeah, we'll see. They're very young and physical. They definitely have a shot to catch back up, though.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I think that I feel like kind of purple, even though they were wearing purple for Melissa and Yvonne. So we'll see how they'd fare. And Colin has Michelle and Sean. They're double Dutch. I don't know. They were kind of middle.
They finished higher up than I thought. I feel like when I look and see that they finished 5th, it feels like they were more like 8th to 10th. But who knows?
Well, one thing I noticed in our predictions is that you all put Michelle and Sean very high. You, Colin, Kristen, everyone. I have them like the back of the pack. So I don't know what everyone else saw that I didn't. But like you have them 2nd. Kristen has 2nd. Colin has 1st. Like, I have them 11th. So I don't know what.
They run an aerobic center. They're meant to be fit. She's a double Dutch world champion.
But do you remember when.
And he's an instructor. It was also a great moment from the episode.
But do you remember a few seasons back when it was like Sherry and Akbar? They were Division I athletes.
This is true. It's giving the same vibes.
So we'll see. That was just the biggest standout initially from the predictions.
They can only hope that they're as entertaining as Sherry and Akbar for however long they're here.
Yeah. What would you rate the episode? Would you buy, rent, bin?
To me, this is a rent, a solid rent. I think it's a good lead into the season. I think, like I've said a couple of times, it just gives me good, like this premiere gives me good vibes moving forward. But whether that's true or not, I don't know. My head's in like a million one places regarding like why did they switch seasons, this, that, whatever else. So it'll be interesting, yeah, to see what happens moving forward. But yeah, it's giving kind of Gabon craziness vibes so far. So
I think I'm going to buy it. I love this. Like, it was so crazy. Like, everything that went wrong could have gone wrong. And it was perfect. Like, Maya and Rohan, like, you've got to commemorate them. I think that we owe them more than they got. And justice for non-elimination for them.
That's it.
But yeah, I had a lot of fun. I thought this was a great episode. Great start to the season. We'll see if the holding this off for a whole year and a half was worth it. But I'm excited.
Me too. I think, yeah, I think it's going to be good. Whether it's great racing or not remains to be seen. But I think either way, it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, like bad is good in the Amazing Race mm-hmm. sometimes. Unless it's families, I guess.
This is true.
Yeah, we'll be here next week to talk about episode 2. Hopefully we'll finally get a winner and a prize. I think that they're just trying to cut the budget. I think that's why that they didn't give a prize. But anyway, I'm excited for next... Jared, thank you.
No worries. It's been fun to talk about it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to next week, and we hope everyone be here for more Amazing Race. I don't know what I'm saying. Goodbye.
Thanks for downloading this episode of the Oz Network. Make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to the podcast via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or by copying our RSS feed into your preferred podcast provider. And while you're there, please drop us a rating and leave us some feedback. You can also be sure to stay up to date with all the latest episodes and happenings from the show, as well as finding out how you can get involved in upcoming episodes by following our social media pages on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as getting everything you need under one roof at theoznetwork.net. Thanks again for listening, and we'll speak to you next time.